We'll be in John chapter number 10 this morning. We'll be reading in two different places. We'll be in Ephesians 4 and John chapter number 10. We'll be reading in John chapter number 10 first, and then we'll go to Ephesians 4. If you found your place, I'd like to ask you to stand in reverence of God's word. We're in John chapter number 10, verse number 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And we'll go to Ephesians chapter number 4, and we'll read a few verses over here. In Ephesians chapter number 4, we'll read verse 21 through 29. If so be that you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, and that they may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for the day. I want to thank you for all that you've done for us. Lord, I pray that you'd help us. You know what we stand in need of this morning. Lord, I pray that you'd give us the power of God on the message today. I pray that you'd help us to help some lost soul, some backslidden person away from you. I pray that they'd come to repentance today. I pray that this message would be a help to them. And Lord, I pray that you'd help me, help them not to see me, help them see you in me. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us. Thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. I want to start off by saying, has anyone ever had anything stolen from them? If you raise your hand. If you've ever had anything stolen from you. You feel violated when somebody steals something from you. Everybody knows that somebody steals something from you, you want it back. Anything you want. I know a few people over here. Hutch, you like guitars. Someone stole it from you, you would want it back, right? If Brother Randy, what do you like? What do you like to do? What do you like to do?
I like to eat. There ain't nobody stole no food, you devil.
So if someone did steal food.
Really, somebody stole my 7.3.
And you wanted it back, right? See, we want things back that's stolen from us. These material things, that people stolen from us, we want it back. Whatever it takes, we want it back. And there's some spiritual things that can be stolen from us in this day and time that we're living in. But do you really want it back? That's the real question. I got about 6 points. I'll try to be brief. Has your testimony been stolen from you? Has it been stolen from you? Do you want it back? Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 12 says, "For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities we know them." We can do things, and we cannot really think about it, but it hurts our testimony. It tarnishes our testimony. It really hurts us if we try to stand before people and tell them about Jesus. They're like, "Well, you don't live right. You don't do this right." Hurts your testimony. It really does. It goes all the way back to Revelation chapter number 2, where it talks about the church at Ephesus when they left their first love. It took one time for them not to do something, and it cost them. Cost them to leave their first love. I don't want to leave my first love. I want to be faithful to Him. I want my testimony to speak to people. I want it to be, "Oh, he's a helpful man. He's good. He's helpful to us." I don't want to hurt my testimony in any way. I want to protect it with anything I can. And another thing that can be stolen from us, which is very important, our mind. It's very easy to get our mind stuck on things that doesn't really matter in life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." See, we're supposed to have a sound mind. We're not supposed to worry about the things that doesn't really matter. The devil can get our mind on a lot of things in this life that doesn't really matter. We worry about it anyway. But he can help us. He can help us get our minds set on things above. Another thing that can be stolen from us is our heart. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That verse could go well with our mind. See, it discerns of the thoughts and intents of our heart. We have things in our heart that we really want to do. But is it right? Would it hurt our testimony? Would it hurt our mind? Would it hurt our heart? If these things were stolen from us, would we want them back? This is a real question. Would we want it back? In our talk, Colossians 4 and chapter number 6 says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." See, we can talk about God, but do we really mean it? Are we really trying to help people? And then we can talk about bad things and all this other stuff, but none of that stuff matters. Our talk can be stolen from us just like our heart, our mind, our testimony. It can all be stolen from us. Our walk can be stolen from us. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." The Lord cleansed me from sin. He's cleansed a lot of y'all from sins. I don't know who's saved and who's lost today. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we're going to walk with Him. There's not a doubt in my mind that He'll be right by my side holding my hand. But if we stray away, our walk can be stolen very easily. We can walk with God one day, and we can be walking with the world the next day, because we can fall. No one's exempt from falling away. And the last point I have here is, what if it was stolen from your influence? Would you want it back? I want to influence people. I really do. It's in my heart to try to help and influence people. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 46, verse number 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." God is an influence. He helps us. He's a present help in trouble, as that verse says. I want to influence people. I don't want to hurt my influence in any way to try to persuade people in the wrong way. I want to persuade them to the right way. The Lord is, He's done too much for us not to thank Him for it. But just be thankful that you got some things in your life that you wouldn't want stolen from you. Just think about the spiritual things you wouldn't want stolen from you. Just think of how you would feel if it was stolen from you, and if you really would want it back.